Bear camp. Mm-hmm. But Eliza, I wonder, there's another name for that, Ms. Lee, and I don't remember it right now. So many of these things, he caught me napping.
Well, can any profession be a jackleg?
Yes.
Jackleg preacher? Could you have one of those? Okay.
There's more of them than there are real preachers.
Could be. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
All right. The wife of Abraham is?
Sarah.
All right. And if you had a brother named William, not a brother, if your father had a brother named William, you'd call him?
Uncle Will.
And if your father had a brother named John, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the army is?
General.
And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, his rank is?
Colonel Sanders.
And the man in charge of a ship is the?
Captain.
And a man who presides over a court is?
The judge.
And a person who goes to school to study is a?
Student.
Would you call him anything different if he were younger?
Depend on what he's studying, I guess.
All right. A woman who handles the boss's mail and schedules his appointments?
She's his second wife or her secretary.
And I don't know if his wife would like to hear that. Let's see, a man on stage is an actor, so a woman is an...
Actress.
And your nationality is?
Mine's American.
And your race is?
I don't know. I hadn't run that yet.
Oh, well, yeah.
What?
Okay. And how do you refer to members of the dark-skinned race?
Well, if you don't call them by the color, you just call them the colored race.
Mm-hmm.
Or the yeller is known as, most today, you say the mulatto race.
Mm-hmm. And that's a mixed? Mixed
black and white? Yellers. The Chinese, Japanese, they're yellow race, and they're mulatto race.
Oh, so you don't mean it. If you're mixed black and white, what would you call that?
That's just mixed folks.
Okay,
You take the Negroes as Negroes and the Indians as Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other people just about as black as the Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't help their skin. Now you can go, you and I could go to the retired zone and stay for 10 or 15 years and we'd, our skin pores would be absorbed mostly their color.
I don't think mine would. My skin never gets dark.
Did you know I was whiter than you till I was about 40 or 50 years old?
Well, you've always worked outside a lot, though.
I've worked out there. I've been working inside more since then than
really?
I did outside.
Oh, well, why would it turn dark after then?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You take my legs, and the old lady said she wished she had my legs. As white as your hands and neck.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the man you work for?
Boss.
What would Negroes call the man they work for?
Master.
Do they still use that?
Not often.
Mm-hmm. What would you call white people who are not well off and who have no chance to better themselves and don't...
White trash.
Do Negroes call them white trash too?
I imagine they do. You see, I've never been around Negroes enough.
I know.
We don't have but a few here.
I know there are not many in the county. What would you call somebody that lives out in the country and doesn't ever come to town?
Oh, hermit or Hoosier.
Ah, uh-huh. How about somebody who lives up in the mountains?
Let me see. Mountain Jack.
Okay, good. How about the term cracker? What is that? Cracker? What's a cracker?
You're a cracker. You're from Georgia.
Is that an insult?
I wouldn't think it was.
Okay.
Like I am a Winstonite. They talk about the free state of Winston, and you can go anywhere in the world just about it, and if you would see at least 12 people, there are some of them, when you say Winston, know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. This next bit is parts of the body, so I'll just point, and this is very quick. What do you call